This is HDN.
Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's
Friday. Well, it's the Friday edition of the Halifax Daily News, which means we get to jump head first into the email bag.
Oh, I thought it meant that we were able to drink wine.
Well, we do that every night.
Oh, okay.
We just get to drink more.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
And we don't have to stop.
That's right.
Actually, I'm unemployed. I could drink all I want forever. I'm thinking that could be a new feature.
Oh?
Jamie Works. Have people submit jobs. I think I'm getting too old for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'll go out and I'll report back from a different job every day, provided they actually pay me. So I would be working, but I'd be able to try out a bunch of different professions. You know, I did that way back when I was man in the van.
Did you figure out what you wanted to be when you grew up?
Never. Okay. No. No, I figured out a lot of the things I didn't want to be because those are the only jobs that people would want me to do is stuff that was either up high or dealt with things that were stinky.
Up high, down low, or really messy.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks, everybody. It's like, oh, let's get them to do this. That'll be really funny. So yeah, forget that. Let's just read the emails.
Okay.
Hey, this one comes from Mike Boyd.
Hey.
Our friend from our days back at Eastlink.
Correct.
Woody the Talking Christmas Tree.
Ah, yes.
OMG. Jamie, I had no idea that you were the voice of Woody for 3 years. You must dish on some of the funnier stories. The cute kids, the teenagers, and those adults who went by without any kids. FYI, smelling farts prevents cancer. Apparently, I am invincible.
You will never die.
Okay, what kind of a story can I tell you?
Oh, let's talk about Woody the smoking Christmas tree.
Okay, well, that was during a time where I had a bad little vice. But back in Micmac Mall in the center court, back in the early 90s, that was the place that they had ashtrays set up. I mean, people could smoke there.
You could still smoke in the malls at that point.
Now, I thought, oh, that could be interesting. Well, I'm doing Woody the Christmas Tree. Nobody can see me inside the Christmas tree. I just light up this cigarette. Little did I know that the smoke went right up the Christmas tree like a cyclonic thing and came out like Woody's eyes and mouth and around the thing. And so these horrified kids.
Woody's on fire.
So I quickly put it out. It was like, oh God, please nobody see that. And it was a very short-lived experiment. And it was one time. And so there you go. That was my silly Woody experience. There were also the big kids. I mean, kids mature a lot faster nowadays than they did back when I was that age.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd get these kids that looked like adults, these girls that would come up and they look like teenagers or
16,
older kids.
17.
Yeah, and they're coming up. And so I'm trying to be cool, Woody. Hey there. What do you want for Christmas?
Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah, practically. And they're like, Woody, I'd like, and they'd give me their whole order. And I'd look and I'd realize that these were kids that were waiting for Santa Claus
to
come to their house.
They were dead serious.
And they were just looking a lot older than they were. So you can never, you know, don't judge a book by its cover when you're the voice of Woody the Christmas Tree. Don't judge a kid by their outward appearance.
Never stray from the character. Any kids ever arrive with a list in hand?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the lineup was usually shorter for Woody than it was for Santa.
Gotcha.
So a lot of the parents just said, go tell Woody. He'll pass that on to Santa tonight.
Well, was that the line that you would deliver that, you know, you had an in with Santa? So you
Oh,
would...
sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll pass that on to Santa for you. You know, I forget the voice I did, though. But yeah, I did it for a few years. If you remember when you went to talk to Woody, most kids were staring straight up at Woody's face, which was way up high.
Right.
They didn't realize that there was a mirror right in front of them where I was sitting. So I was just inches away from them, just staring out this window, and they were right in front,
you know, staring
usually
at their
looking
necks.
Up. Yeah, well, the thing is, when Woody would go on a break, Woody would go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time I'd still be in there because I didn't want to wander the mall or whatever. So I'd just kind of sit there and wait and read or, you know, or do whatever.
Yeah.
And people would come up and use the mirror like it was a mirror.
Oh, sweet.
And so I'm there and people are squeezing zits and looking and like getting up close and checking their eyes and their makeup and stuff. And I'm just staring right at them. It's a weird feeling.
That's classic.
You know, I'm just a couple of feet away from them. Just, you know, sometimes I'd be making faces. They couldn't see anything that was going on inside.
Wonder what would have happened if you'd said, missed a spot.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes the kids would, you know, how old are you, said Woody. And the kids would hold their fingers up, but they would hold their fingers up so that Woody way up high could see. And it's like, no, lower it down, because Woody sees out of his crotch, kids. I mean, like, you couldn't really say that.
Woody needs glasses.
Yeah, I can't see. How many fingers is that, you know?
Oh,
so there's
crap.
another Woody story.
Oh, there you go, Mike.
I filled my quota of Woody stories.
Autumn has come early to Eastern Passage. Now, if you live down that way or travel through that way, you probably have noticed a lot of the trees have leaves that have turned brown and in many cases have completely fallen off the trees altogether. And apparently, that's a result of post-tropical storm Arthur.
Yeah.
Because as we pointed out to after the storm, we were talking about it, it was a dry storm.
Yeah.
But what happened was the wind blew a lot of the sea spray onto the trees, that sea spray heavy with salt, and then there was no rain to wash it off. So the salt just basically dried out the leaves and caused them to turn brown and fall off. And I mean, there are people out there who live out the passageway who actually have to rake their lawns to get the leaves off of them now.
And that's not healthy for the trees either, the poor little guys. Hopefully they'll make it through the winter and have a good year next year.
Yeah, gardening expert Marjorie Wilson says, yeah, it's a write-off for this year, but don't worry. By next year, everything will be A-okay with the trees.
So out came the salt and dried up all the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And the itsy bitsy spider went down upon his knees. It's the adult version of that particular.
Very good.
Yeah. Perry Faulkner, he's owner of Pet Ride Halifax, always writes us about the dogs and things.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about our comments about the Pride events. You know how I said, shouldn't the Pride Week here in Halifax encompass Pride Day around the world?
World Pride Day. Yeah,
rather than a different time. And he said, maybe organizers want to be able to visit the other Pride events while in other cities.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, great. That's like saying, you know, we don't have our Christmas on the 25th because we like to go out and check everybody else's Christmas tree.
I want to go to England and see their Christmas.
We light ours in July just so that we can, you know, go out and check out the lights.
Oh, God.
And the other thing that Perry sent us in a separate email is an aerial view of the different locations of the Africville Park and the proposed site for the new dog park and a site that he thinks would be a good place. Interesting, we've posted that on our website, so check that out. I'm not sure, though, when you look at stuff from above, it looks really good. But then when you actually get down there, you realize that it's a very steep hill that looked like a big field or, you know, that type of thing.
Well, again, the meeting is July the 23rd at Maritime Hall at the Halifax Forum at 7 o'clock. That's where we're going to hear the submissions or at least the proposal for the new dog park. And then we'll be able to have our say. Hey, Haligonians might remember the name Andrew Bush, local comic, and also one of the cast members of the
Picnic Face.
Very successful Picnic Face.
Yeah.
Well, he has since packed up and moved to Los Angeles, where he is making quite a career for himself. Does a lot of work with Funny or Die.
That's Will Ferrell's website.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And putting out some of their videos. Well, this is quite the coup for him. You might have noticed on social media, Weird Al Yankovic has been releasing or launching a new video from his new album every day this week. This is the album that has Tacky, his version of Pharrell Williams' Happy. The best of the bunch so far has got to be his rendition of Robin Thicke's
Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines, known as Word Crimes.
Very funny.
It's all about grammar and proper use of the English language. And I'm telling you right now, if every ninth grade teacher does not use that in their class come September, there is something wrong with them. It is nothing short of brilliant.
Yeah, you can tell that Weird Al was just as frustrated as a lot of us when our kids are writing us.
Exactly.
And half the words are comprised of numbers and things like that.
Well, anyway, that's just one of a series of videos that are being released this week. The video that is being released today, Friday, is directed by none other than Halifax's own Andrew Bush. And he says, Weird Al is not as weird as you would expect. He's just a really focused man who knows what he wants. Andrew describes it as a very fun video and says, I'm super excited to represent Halifax.
Do yourself a favor. If you haven't seen Picnic Face videos.
Yeah.
What is it called? What are they called? Power.
Oh, God. It just, This is Halifax is another one.
Oh.
I mean, they're
Snooty.
Just. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Picnic Face, they have very, very funny videos.
Oh, yes.
They're a funny group. It's too bad their television show didn't take off. You know?
It is. I enjoyed it, but unfortunately, not everyone shares our warped sense of humor.
Hey, we got this email from Pizza Town in Sackville. Now, Pizza Town in Sackville, they're the ones who had the poutine pizza we were talking about.
Yes. They caught wind of our mention of them on the podcast and asked if I could send them a link, which I did. And we just sort of had a quick conversation back and forth on Twitter. And the good folks at Pizza Town answered a lot of our questions about the poutine pizza. First of all, there is no pizza sauce. It's just crust, gravy, fries, cheese, and more gravy.
Gotta like that.
And it's not at all salty either. That was the other thing that I wondered.
The other thing that they mentioned is there's a special large poutine pizza, special price, just $18. That's July 17th, which was yesterday. Okay, well, sorry. We save our emails until Friday. What do you want me to do? Sorry, Pizza Town.
I'm sure they'll have a special on it again real soon, but I have a feeling...
Hey, go down to Pizza Town, tell them you heard it on the podcast, they'll give you one for free.
Oh, now you're just going to get... You're going to get us in trouble.
Well, hey, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. No, but go down, try it out. And if you do try the pizza, let us know. Go to the website, jamieandlisa.ca, and tell us what the poutine pizza is like. As if we won't know already. We're going to try it this weekend, aren't
we? Yeah, I think so. Well, a shipment of very special dogs are going to be landing in town this weekend on Saturday between 4 and 7 p.m. at Pampered Paws in Dartmouth. And they're 10 dogs that the Atlantic Small Dog Rescue has taken into custody this week. They came from a puppy mill in Virginia and were rescued there in conjunction with local law enforcement agencies. And these dogs, 122 others of various breeds, as well as four parrots, were living in horrible conditions. And the dogs were just in horrible shape. And now they have been rescued. And if you want to see them and wonder about adoption, coming up tomorrow between 4 and 7 p.m., Pampered Paws in Dartmouth. There will be some of the dogs arriving there to, find their forever homes.
Hey, received a number of emails from people talking about Wi-Fi in downtown Halifax, in the peninsula. You know how I said, well, somebody's got to pay for it. This is crazy. I guess, well, we're behind on this one. A lot of cities around the world are actually providing free Wi-Fi in various places.
I kind of thought so.
Well, I thought somebody's got to pay for it. But I guess if it's limited and they get your email address, you actually have to sign in so that they know it's legitimate. You're not taking advantage. They probably time the amount of time you're on there. And you can just more or less get emails. It's not like you can surf the net and do a hostile takeover of Nabisco or something.
I mean,
you can actually just check your emails. So Halifax wants to do that, I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, something going on tomorrow that's going to have a serious impact on traffic. Starting at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, Gottigen Street is going to be closed between Cogswell and Rainey, and looks like it's going to be closed until around 11 o'clock. And it's all for a good cause. It's for Police Chase. It's an annual fundraiser that includes 1 in 5K events. And it's raising money for Special Olympics Nova Scotia. And what's really cool is that at any point during this walk/run, the participants can be pulled over by uniformed police officers at police checkpoints. They're going to have like the radar guns there to see if you're speeding. They're going to hand out warning tickets and prizes. It's a very cool event. It's the good news is I do believe registration is sold out, so they have all the participants that they need. But hey, they can always use some people to line the route and cheer them on. If you want some more information, www.halifaxpolicechase.com. And before we let you go for the weekend, perhaps a cautionary tale from the refrigerator. Who knew that the latest beauty craze circulating among 14-year-old girls is to take your basic face cream and mix cocoa powder with it and then put it in nondescript Tupperware containers in the refrigerator for future use? Who had any idea? Oh, my God. Now,
how'd that taste, Lisa?
It tasted like sweat socks. It was horrible.
You know what I like about this? The fact that you, Mrs. High and Mighty, walking around, I say, hey, do you guys want to go for ice cream or do you want a dessert? Lisa goes, oh, no, I dare not touch a spoonful of dessert. No, I'm Miss Healthy. No.
It's not that.
Get that cake and pie away from me. I'm not touching that. There's no way.
Well, traditionally, I am not a sweet eater. Yeah, I'm not a big sweetie person.
But yet, if there's a Tupperware container filled with something that looks like icing, you're going to take a big old spoonful of it and shove it in your face.
But every now and then, I get a hankering for the chocolate.
Icing.
And when I opened up that container and looked inside, it looked exactly like Betty Crocker whipped chocolate frosting.
My point exactly.
And
so
I thought,
took a big spoonful of Betty Crocker whipped chocolate icing and shoved it into your mouth.
When you got to have chocolate, you got to have chocolate. Now, unfortunately, this was not labeled, and so I took a big mouthful of it and immediately spit it out into the sink.
All right. I think that's all the time we have for this particular podcast.
Yeah, I think we've alienated enough people for 1 week.
So we're back again next week. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Enjoy the sunshine. Until then.